All right, now we're back with Amesbury High School football coach Colin McQueen. Coach, congratulations singing in the rain on Friday night, huh?
Yeah, it was a wet one for sure.
All right, well, you know, here we are. This is it. Big week now coming up. We'll get to that. But first, we need to talk a little bit about the Millbury game. They're called the Woolies, I read in a paper.
The Woolies, yeah. One of my favorite mascots that we've played against, yeah.
Okay, what is it, a woolly mammoth or what?
No, I think it's actually a sheep. My assumption is that it probably comes from the textile mills, being that it's Millbury. They're very much like us in the sense that they're like an old blue-collar mill town. So I imagine they probably produce some sort of wool textiles in the mills. I don't know, though.
Thank you for that. No, the thing is, we did, Peabody and Bishop Feehan a couple of weeks ago, and I was sitting among the Feehan fans, and they saw the big steer, you know, out, you know, looked like a Texas Longhorn, and they were saying, what the heck is a tanner? So I just got to throw them right back at me. All right, Coach, tell me a little bit about that game. You were concerned going into it, but boy, you guys, you took control.
Yeah, we knew they were a good team, an athletic team, and like I told you, we had to execute a plan defensively and maintain proper leverage, and I think we did that. Early on in the game, they had some trouble, I think, with the conditions, and I think that speaks to how we practice and the conditions we practice in year round. So for our guys, they enjoy it. You know, they love the mud. They love going outside. We're never an in the gym practice team. We're out there in the elements, regardless of what they're throwing at us. So for us, you know, we enjoyed being out there. They fumbled the first snap. We kicked off to them. They fumbled the first snap. We recovered it. Then we went down and scored. Then we hit them with a surprise onside kick. Recovered it. Went down and scored. And then the next kickoff, we recovered as well. They mishandled it. It wasn't a designed onside, but a middle row guy mishandled it, and we were able to jump on it and come out of the pile with it. So,
wow.
They didn't end up touching the football until there were maybe 3 minutes left in the 3.5 minutes left in the first quarter. So it was one of those quick starts for us, and we were able to maintain pretty well throughout the game. And a lot of it came from that defensive effort. I think we allowed 18 yards in the first half.
Wow. Okay.
And only 80 something total, and I think 60 something of them came on the final drive against the JVs when they scored. So that was good stuff.
Star of the game for you guys, maybe or two.
What's that?
Who was a standout on offense or defense for you guys? Who come, you know, jumps right out? Star of the game is what I'm asking for.
Yeah, I would say so. Mike Sanchez got some long overdue recognition. He's a speedster back there at the fullback position, and he popped trap for our first score of the game, and then he took a kick return to the house. First one of the year for us. He went 80 yards on a kick return to start the second half. So he got a mention in one of the Boston papers for Star of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it was one of those collective efforts defensively, really, that you know, guys just understood their fits and ran to the football very well, played a very physical brand of football, especially from the linebacker position. Will Arsenal and Aiden Donovan continue to be outstanding at those positions. But a really good effort overall.
Fantastic. Well, next comes the next most important game of the year. Each one seems to be. And I'm just looking at the scores of this West Boylston offense, and, man, they're a scoring machine.
Yeah, they are. And they're tough. They run downhill. They got a really big back. They got a couple of guys who carry it. I think by identity, they're a double wing team and very similar philosophically to what we do. So it's going to be probably a fast game. Neither of us like to throw the ball too much. So it'll probably be over in like an hour and a half. But it'll be a tough physical game downhill with a lot of popping pads.
That's been rare this season in all the games that we've covered. A quick game, so many incomplete passes. And for me, Coach, I'm going to be forthright here. It seems to me that it really when there are so many incomplete passes, it disrupts the rhythm of the game. And as a fan watching it, it's kind of hard to watch sometimes. So when I see high school teams get out there and throw short, complete passes, but they run the ball and they move it, that's really enjoyable for a fan. And I don't know how coaches look at it, but obviously if you've got the horses, you keep it on the ground.
Right. Yeah, that's what we've always done. And that fits with our plan overall, you know, and the offense has to match the defense. In philosophy, and I think we do that pretty well.
Okay, anything different this week? It's a very exciting week. We're really in the holiday season right now. I know the kids are excited about so many things, but I'm sure they are really focused on this game. Number 4, Amesbury against number 1, West Boylston, and should be a great week for you guys.
It should be. We're really excited. You know, this is the first time as a program since I've been around that we've gone this deep. We've been a quarterfinal team for the last couple of years, and to get over the hump was a relief for us this year. And the guys are very, very motivated, very excited, and they just enjoy walking out there on Friday nights with our community's name on their chest, and they like making them proud.
All right, it is the Final Four, and it is a Friday game, West Boylston and Amesbury at a neutral site that is yet to be determined.
Correct. Yeah, we haven't gotten word yet, but I believe MIAA said they were going to announce the sites later today.
All right, fantastic. And Coach, win, lose, or draw, I want to talk Thanksgiving next week if we get a chance.
That sounds great, Rick. I'll see you then.
And let's hope it's a win. Congratulations, Coach, and good luck.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Colin. Bye-bye. All right, that's Colin McQueen, who is the Amesbury High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.